Writer Benjamin Law and actor Tristan Goh are typical of many Australians, born and bred in Australia with cultural influences from their Chinese heritage. For many second and third generation Australians, reconciling that dual identity is not always easy. Benjamin Law says he didn't have role models when he was growing up.
Growing up Asian Australian, I think, is a slightly disorientating experience, at least if you come from my generation. So I was born in the early 1980s, and where I was born in coastal Queensland, there weren't that many people who looked like me and my family. And because this is pre-internet, the only other image of Australia that I know is through television. And television for a long time, and even arguably now, has been pretty monocultural as well. And you still don't often see that many people who look like me.
His memoir about his suburban upbringing helped change that. The popular book was turned into the TV comedy drama The Family Law, co-written by Benjamin Law.
This is my mother.
But I still remember your head pushing out like someone cutting me with a knife.
For as long as I remember, she has been inappropriate.
Stab, 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 right into Mummy's vivi.
For a long time, I thought Mum didn't fit in because she was Chinese. Then I realised it's just Mum.
His on-screen persona is played by young actor Tristan Goh.
My auntie actually saw an ad on Facebook for auditions, so she sent it to me. I sent it to my agent. They were looking for a young Asian boy to be the lead in an upcoming TV series. So I went into the audition not knowing anything about what to expect.
Benjamin Law's overprotective, often hilariously inappropriate mother, Jenny, provided plenty of fodder for the script.
Well, Tris has met my mom, and I think the thing that people remark on most when they actually meet real Jenny is, well, is they say, wow, we thought you were exaggerating for the on-screen version, but the real-life version is probably more intense.
That is true. When I first met her, we were having dinner, and she was describing her childbirth to me while I was drinking my corn soup.
Which is the very first scene in the actual TV show, so I didn't make this stuff up, guys.
While the show has culturally specific references, Benjamin Law says everyday family life is something most Australians relate to, whatever their background.
We kind of decided very early on that this was not going to be an ethnic comedy, or that the comedy wasn't necessarily about race, and the show kind of isn't about being Chinese Australian. In the first series especially, it was a comedy about the saddest thing ever, which is divorce. But all of the cultural specifics are there. You can't disentangle anyone from the cultural specifics of their life. But in terms of what we try to do on the show, and I know the actors do this so well, but in terms of how it's written, we always say, we're a comedy, so we'll make you laugh, but only after we've really done our best to try to make you cry.
The coming-of-age series also addresses sexuality, a topic the openly gay Benjamin Law has written and spoken about extensively.
I think the yes vote was a galvanising moment, but it also permitted a lot of ugliness to happen. I don't think if, for instance, the discussion had just gone directly to Parliament, as it probably should have, I don't think my friends would have experienced what they experienced, which is rainbow flags being torn from their house and being burnt. There was a huge increase in anti-LGBTIQ hate crimes throughout that period of the plebiscite.
Benjamin Law says there are many areas that still need to be addressed in pursuit of a diverse and inclusive Australia.
There's still so much work that needs to be done, so many conversations that need to be had in terms of anti-discrimination, people of colour within the queer community, transgender and intersex people. They are minorities within a minority group already, and they have very specific legal, medical and social demands and requests that really should be acknowledged and dealt with.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.